This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Let's bring in our man Keith Smith from Spot Track. He's been watching the Sacramento. Keith, I'm so curious. How do you watch every single basketball game every single night? It's incredible.
I don't watch every single one, but so there's two parts to this. One, I keep an extremely organized schedule of games that I want to try to see, especially early in the season. I'm trying to see all these teams as much as I can. Second part, the real key, condensed games for the win.
There you go, baby. Yeah. Games.
Yeah, with all the free throws cut out, all the in-between stuff cut out, and you just plug right through them, and you're in and out in about 45 minutes.
See, and that's, Keith, you're a basketball nerd just like me. I go to the condensed all possessions, you know, clip as opposed to the 10-minute joint, because I'm watching the 10-minute one, and I know it's just going to be makes every time. Like, I want to see – I don't need to see the entire game, but I want to see, okay – The guy missed three straight shots and then he hit one or what? I need the all possession. So that takes a little longer with the 40 minutes. But yeah, I like that more than the 10-minute just all makes recap.
Yeah, without a doubt. You need to get in there because for me, I'm trying to see offense, defense. You know, what does a guy look like? Sometimes some of the best possessions in a game don't result in a make, and you want to make sure you catch those. So yeah, absolutely. But those are key. I wouldn't be able to do that if those didn't exist.
Keith, let's talk a little bit about the Sacramento Kings because you wrote about them at least most recently after the win against Utah, and you pointed something out that a lot of Kings fans have pointed out. You mentioned you've got to find a way to keep Keon Ellis in this rotation. He does things other Kings guards can't do. What did you see from Keon that is so important to what the Sacramento Kings need to do moving forward?
Yeah, he's their best perimeter defender on the team, and it's probably for me by a pretty good margin because he's got the size, he can super competitive, so he can defend the slightly bigger wings. He's good against either guard position, no matter who you put out there. So he's just so tough. And then offensively, I get it. There are some limitations there, but he's just a good connector. Whenever you watch the very best teams play, it's not that every single guy can shoot or every single guy is, you know, great at putting the ball on the floor, but they all have that one guy that is, you know, somebody who can, you know, he can set a screen, roll, make a good decision, or he gets the ball moved to him and then he just keeps it moving and cycling. And he's just a smart player. You can see he kind of knows, like, all right, I'm never going to be the 25, 30 point per game guy on this team. My job is keep the ball moving, play defense. And you got to have guys like that in the rotation, especially for a Kings team that has a lot of mouths to feed with guys who are score-first guys or guys who, if they're not score-first, the guys who are score-a-lot guys, you got to have somebody in there who's willing to do the other stuff.
Keith, you're spot on, man. You're spot on. Over the summer, we really were big on, yo, Keon did a lot of really good things towards the end of the season. You got to find a way, maybe even start him or whatever. And then during the preseason, it looked a little wonky for the Kings offensively, and it was like, well, maybe you do need Herter more than you realized. And you kind of got to the point, or me, I should speak for myself, got to the point where it's like, man, I like Keon, but I just don't know where it fits. You want to have all these guys in here playing super minutes and all this other stuff. And then you watch him like you did in Utah. And it's like, man, I don't care if it's 10 minutes. I don't care if that ends up being 17 to 20 minutes. You got to find a way to have him in the rotation. He can't be a situational guy because at his best, he is just too disruptive on the defensive end and almost a game-changing type player on the defensive end that you can't just have that sitting on the bench.
Yeah, without a doubt. Again, I go back to this Kings team. You know they're going to score. They're going to be okay. They've got way too many guys that are good at scoring. But for them to really take that next step and get back to being a, you know, not even a playing team, but like a surefire playoff team in that top six, and then, you know, win more or further, right? If that's, you know, where we ultimately want to get to, you've got to have some defenders on the floor. And they're better than they're given credit for. I think last year, one of the things that I learned as last season went along was they were kind of screamed that the whole is better than the sum of its parts. If you looked at it, you're kind of like, man, there's no like super standout individual defender, but they were just kind of sound together as a unit. And that's what had them in the top half of the league.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Keon Ellis out there, and he's just making plays that other guys are not going to make, and that's so big. I just, you know, again, I go back to whenever I've watched the very best teams in the league, they all have a guy like that who's doing those things, and he seems like the guy in that game where he didn't play at all earlier in the week, where it's like, why are we not playing him at all? That just felt very off to me, and hopefully now we're in a spot where he's going to be in there night in, night out.
Keith, you mentioned the Sacramento Kings offense will be just fine on a night-to-night basis. Obviously, that's proven to very much be the case, but there were a lot of doubts about DeMar DeRozan's fit on this team. Has this fit like you thought, or maybe a little better, or what was your idea of DeMar DeRozan joining the Sacramento Kings and what that looked like?
For where we're at, you know, a week into the season, this is about where I thought they'd be. It's been a little bumpy because you're adding a guy who is he's a high usage guy. This is a team that was so based the last couple of seasons around the Fox to bonus two-man game that you've added another wrinkle in there. And I always like to remind people, NBA teams are not fantasy teams. You're not just out there collecting, you know, talent and saying, great, let's go. You know, these guys are all, you know, it doesn't work to say they all score 20 points per game, so they have 100 points. That's not how it works. You know, they have to fit together. But I think you're already starting to see some glimpses of, okay, this is how we can make this work. And I think Mike Brown, what he's also learning is kind of the staggering of, all right, these are the groups I want to have together. This is the moments where I can lean on this. You know, I can lean on DeRozan and the things he does a little bit better here. Here I can lean on Fox. Here I can lean on Sabonis and whatever those lineup combinations are. And we'll continue to tweak and adjust those. The way teams treat preseason now in the NBA, where they're not, you know, often guys miss games. They play, you know, half of a game or so. I'd like to think the first at least 2-3 weeks of the season, if for a lot of teams, is like extended preseason where you're figuring stuff out. And you can kind of see that the Kings are out there out on the fly.
Yeah. Keith, what do you think the ceiling is for this team? I know DeMar DeRozan said they can get to the Western Conference Finals. Do you look at them as being able to reach those type of heights, or do they need a little bit more?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, they could. Things would have to break right for them. The West has got a lot of good teams in it. You've got, you know, clearly I think they're behind Oklahoma City. I'm still going to lean. I know they're struggled out of the gate, but I'm still going to lean on Denver because of the history. Dallas did it last year. Minnesota is really good. So the Kings are kind of in that next tier of teams where it is, all right, they're in there. But all just like we saw last year, all it takes is the right matchup to kind of go your way, or the wrong guy for the other team happens to be out for a week or something like that. And the next thing you know, you've gone further. So I think for them, it would be, let's get in that top six. Let's not mess around in the play-in tournament. Too many things can go wrong. You have one shooting night, and all of a sudden your season is over. Because as I put it, in the West, we're going to have the teams not make the play-in tournament, then we're going to be like, oh, man, like they're good, like actual probable good teams that aren't even going to be in the postseason, never mind having to fight your way through the play-in tournament. So I think that's where it's going to get a little tricky for them there. But I think, you know, my ideal would be let's play for the top six. If one of those teams that we expect to be really good stumbles, like if Denver can't quite figure it out, why not us? Why can't we be a top four team and be hosting the first round series?
Now, this isn't why we called you, Keith, but I'm going to ask anyways. Can you sell me on Denver?
Yeah, Jokic.
You know? Okay, all right, yeah, that's fine. That's fair. That's fair.
That's a good, pretty good sales pitch, right? I trust the infrastructure. You know, you still have Jokic, you still have Murray. Murray's starting to look more like Murray over the last little bit here, which that's extremely encouraging, because over the summer and through the beginning part of the, you know, camp and preseason, didn't really look like himself. So that's encouraging. You still have Aaron Gordon, you've got Michael Porter Jr. Those guys are, you know, there. And then after that, it's, you know, is one of the kids going to step forward? Is another one of them going to? Do they have a trade maybe in them that we don't see right now today? But at the end of the day, I'm going to trust Michael Malone. Usually has his teams playing pretty well, and I'm going to really put a lot of faith in Nikola Jokic.
Understood.
Keith, I also want to ask, is before you came on, we were talking about Keegan Murray and what he's done so far and what the expectations are for him. I always like to see what the outsiders outside of Sacramento feel about some of the players. What do you see the ceiling of Keegan Murray being, or what does he need to do for this team to reach another level?
Yeah, when we were going through that draft cycle with Keegan Murray, I had him, by the time we hit draft day, on par with the other three guys who were picked in front of him. I loved him. I loved his game, because I thought he was going to come in and just be somebody who could really contribute right away, and that's proven to be there. But there's a pretty big, you know, gap between contributor and really good player. You know, all kinds of guys are contributors in the NBA. Only a handful can push for the All-Star team. And I think Keegan Murray has that in him. I do kind of wonder, are we going to see that? Meaning, are we going to get there stats-wise? Because that's, you know, a big part of, you know, what accolades do you get in the league? You have to pile up some stats. Where I think the Kings are, he's always going to be kind of the fourth guy, maybe even the sixth guy in some of their lineup constructions. And that makes it a little harder for him to stand up statistically. But as long as he's playing really good defense, he's the, you know, the kind of the guy got to lock in as that defensive forward for them. And if he's making the open shots when they come his way, which he should see a steady diet of with the other talent he's playing with on a regular basis, I think all of a sudden we're going to have people like, wait a minute, this guy, for now, people might start thinking about it, which is the comp I made at the start of the year. They made their adjustments to the roster and rotation. He's like Harrison Barnes plus, like what the Kings got out of him the last couple of years. And that's a pretty big you know, step forward for him. And then from there, let's see where it kind of goes as other players age out a little bit and maybe he takes on a little bit more. I think he's got it in him, but I'm very curious to see if it is actually there.
Excellent stuff as always, Keith. Always love talking to you, my man. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app